Ben, I'm obsessed with this Facebook page. It's called Higgins Storm Chasers. And basically what they do is there are a bunch of people that get together and they kind of predict weather systems and what's going to happen. And here in central Queensland, there's some big predictions being made. And to tell us about them right now, one of the members of the group, Thomas, joins us. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We are fabulous and we're really excited to be able to speak to you because, like, at the moment people are saying that there's going to be five big cyclones coming to CQ over the next summer, and, like, for me, I'm like, should I be terrified? Is this information correct?
Well, we are expecting average to above average cyclone activity over this upcoming 2016-17 cyclone season due to slightly cooler than average ENSO phase. So we're on the borderline of a neutral and a La Nina phase, and typically, or historically, that has triggered anywhere between average and just above average, so maybe one, two or three more cyclones than normal.
So whereabouts in central Queensland are these cyclones going to be hitting in your predictions?
It's virtually impossible to give crossings at this stage so far out. The predictions that go around for how many for a season are just based off historical averages and climate patterns at the time. Crossings and all of that will have to come down to when the systems actually form and what the localised climate is doing at that time.
Can I ask you this question? Like, you know, last year there was a few predictions from you guys that was completely off track, and, you know, people were like, oh, well, how does that happen? Do you feel embarrassed? Like, is it like when you say that you're bringing someone to a party and they just don't turn up?
It can be like that, but at the end of the day, it's just Mother Nature. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. It's hard to overturn Mother Nature.
So it's like inviting Mother Nature to a party and then she doesn't turn up.
It can be like that, yeah.
Happens to me all the time. I once told people I was friends with Nat Bass and said I was bringing her to a party and she just never turned up, and I felt really embarrassed. I feel like that's the same sort of thing. You're like, no. Okay, back to talking about storms.
Well, look, Thomas, it's going to be an interesting one. We're definitely going to watch all your predictions on Higgins Storm Chasers. People can follow you there. Thank you for joining us.
That's all right. Yeah, it certainly is going to be an exciting season ahead. Lots of activity. A lot more is expected than last year.